comes up, brothers and sisters. First of all, I greet you in the spirit of those who have come before us and those who have yet to come. Hold up again. I have one or two announcements to make before we open up the session that most of you have been so anxiously awaiting. And the first is that the Black Student Union of Pomfret College is having a meeting on November the 9th at 7 p.m. room 208, Country West, and the topic is the African Holocaust Memorial. Will the brother from Country please stand so that people can see who you are if they need to speak with you? Okay. And remember that Campus BSU is not only student organizations, they're also open to the community as well. So if you happen to not be a student in CUNY, or if you happen to not be a student at all, you need to feel free to go on down there. Also, we have with us a former BSU president who is now going around giving workshops on various campuses on strengthening BSUs. And I think that's important that alumni remember that they need to go back and see what's happening with these old organizations so that folks don't have to constantly reinvent the wheel. And the brother who was doing this and who was available to talk to you afterwards is Brother Michael Reese. Michael, why don't you stand up? He's president of the Quick College Black Community. Okay, now for our panel. The first person that will speak today is a brother to my immediate left. His name is Chris Nissen. He's the former political coordinator of the Africana Student Cultural Center at the University of Minnesota. He has been involved in the struggle against police brutality in Minneapolis, working with the Twin Cities Committee Against Police Brutality. Why don't we welcome him in an African way?